Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Bless your glory, Tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, welcome into this place. I hope and pray that you have welcomed the Spirit of the Lord in your place. Wherever you are tonight, in the living room, in the dining room, you might be reclining on your bed. Maybe you are in the car. Maybe you're at work in the cubicle. I hope that you said, Holy Spirit, you are welcome to come in and inhabit the praises that I'm getting ready to render unto you, because you are a good God and you're worthy to be praised. Good evening to the Light of Portland family. I am Pastor Kimberly Black, and I bring you greetings from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church here in the City of Roses. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible tells us to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Amen goes right there. Clapping of the hands is fitting. Amen. Amen. God is truly good. We want to give glory to God today because if you realize it or not, we are breathing because of God. And so all praise is due unto him. Amen. Somebody thought it was their alarm clock that woke them up. Somebody thought it was their sleeping mate nudging them, saying it's time to get up, or get up, roll over, you're snoring, or get up, I'm ready for breakfast. No, 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 boo, it was not. It was the grace of God that touched you this morning and closed you in your right mind, gave you the exit of your limbs. I'm preaching to the choir right now because everybody on the line know that. But maybe you're going to talk to somebody in a little while and they don't know that and they don't realize that. But now you have what to give them. You know what to say to them. It was by the grace of God we are here today. We truly thank God for his blessings upon our lives. We like to honor those that made this platform available to us to come into your homes weekly to share the word of God with you, to go with you before the Lord in prayer. We thank God for the Butterfields and the work that God has assigned to their hands. They are a people all about the Kingdom Building Initiative. And this is proof right here that they share this time with us. And we are so grateful. We want to say, show our love and respect to Pastor Sherelle Pennington, our sister, our co-laborer in the gospel, Elder Dante Farmer. We truly thank God for them. And I want to honor the men and women of God who preach and teach the word of God who have joined us on this line tonight. So many times preachers, the extra stuff they are slacking in, unless they're called to be the preacher. But I am so grateful that we have on this call with us people that are responsible for carrying the gospel, and they're here to receive a word from the Lord. Yes, the preacher need a word too. Come on, somebody. The preacher need a word too. The preacher need to sit down and let somebody feed them and speak to them. And tonight, our speaker tonight, I honor our speaker, my sister Pamela Laws, all the way from Mapleton, Georgia, has a word for us today. Y'all, she told me, she said, I'm locked and ready. Come on here, somebody. She ain't playing with us tonight. I hope that you call somebody and tell them, get on the line, because Pastor Laws is locked and loaded, and she's ready. Amen. The word is going to come forth tonight, and we are just so excited that she's going to share with us a word from the Lord. And we also want to recognize the covering, the prayers, the love and support of Archbishop Ruth Smith, who is the Archbishop for the Light of the World International, Light of the World. And we just thank God for Archbishop. We thank God for her covering, her support, her prayers, her steadfastness in the work of the Kingdom Building. And so we truly honor God for the woman of God and the work that God has assigned her hands to do. Amen. So we're going to make ready now to give you our announcements. And I want to say to each of you that called in tonight, thank you. And if you have a few moments, you received a text either from me or from Pastor Sherelle. I just want you to copy that text and send it to two of your friends and tell them, get on the line. Join us tonight, because the word of God, like always, is going to be rich. It's going to be life building. It's going to be life changing. It's going to be mind transforming. It's just going to give you that jump that you need to press on just a little while longer. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to make a few announcements. Then we're going to give out a prayer list. And then we're going to hear a song. And after that song, the next voice you will be that of our speaker. And I'm doing it in that order because the enemy has been playing tricks with my computer. And we bind him now in the name of Jesus. We experienced some technical difficulties this morning, but we're not going to do that tonight, saying you are a liar. Amen. We're ready to receive and to hear tonight. So by way of announcements, I want to encourage us to get ready to vote. That's right. It's time for us to get ready and vote. The Maranatha Church of God will be sponsoring a voter registration and education event this Tuesday, September 22nd at 1 o'clock. It's a lunch and learn. You can call into Zoom. eat your lunch, and learn about voting and how you can get involved with the election. So that information is for us right here in Portland, Oregon, but I'm sure it's going to be some good information for anybody to take back to their hometown to get involved. We know that the deadline to register to vote is October 13th. So we hope and pray that you're encouraging all of our generations that are ages 18 and over, regardless of their color, of their denomination, regardless of their educational background. We want everybody to get registered to vote, and especially the African-American community. We want to do great. We want to do great. 45 said he wants to make America great. Well, he just took that straight to the pit. Amen. But I know God is in control. I know that God has all things in his hand. And if the body of Christ pray and humble themselves and go to the polls, we will see some changes. Amen. So I want to encourage us. Let's be prayerful. Let's do our due diligence. Let's do what so many have gone to jail, so many have died for, that we can have the right to vote. So let me give you this information about the Zoom call that's happening this Tuesday, September 22nd from 1 to 2. The Zoom meeting ID is 821-0091-2235. Again, the meeting ID is 821-0091-2235. And the passcode is 703125. Again, the passcode is 703125. And the good thing about Zoom, you can be anywhere and join in. So if you want to join in the Zeta Sigma Omega and the Sigma Delta chapters of the Alpha Kappa Delta, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, excuse me, will be sponsoring this event. And they have some special speakers in line. Our own Senator Margaret Carter, a young lady by the name of Maya Aldridge, are one of our newest middle school, elementary school principals, Soror Nicole Watson. They will be there, and Maya Brazil will be some of the presenters. And I just want to encourage you to dial in, tune in this Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Amen. Amen. Well, those are all of our announcements that we have. If your church or your ministry, if you're doing anything and you would like to advertise and you would like to share the word and you would like for people to come and participate, or you would like people to pray for you, please email me and let me know. You can email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com. And we will make sure to make those announcements on the Light of Portland broadcast. We want to spread the word. We want to let people know what's going on in our community, what's happening in our information with us. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is prayer time. And you know that where there is little prayer, there's little power. And when there is no prayer, there is no power. And where there is much prayer, there is much power. And if there is anything that we have ever needed to do in these last days, it is to pray more. We've spent so much time talking about this and talking about that. But what God is saying for us right now, my brothers and sisters, he's saying, I need you to pray. I want you to pray. I need you to talk to me. I need you to tell me all about it. He says, if you ask me, I'll give it. He said, if you're seeking for it, I'll let you find it. He said, if you're knocking for it, I'll open the door. You can walk right through it. It's prayer time, my brothers and sisters. I want to encourage us. I want to ask that we would continue to pray for those businesses and those families that lost their homes, lost their businesses, and even lost loved ones during the wildfires that we experienced up along the state of Washington, Oregon, and California. We also want to remember those who have lost homes and businesses and family members during the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the floods that are happening down south. Let's continue to pray for each other, pray for our nation, pray for our city, pray for our state. Continue to pray that justice will be done and that the men that have committed violence acts against our Black brothers and sisters will be brought to justice. Money does not restore a life. Even them serving time does not give back life. But it gives the people, the family, the community, a sense of comfort knowing that one has been taken off the street and they are being penalized for the crime that they have committed. So let's pray for the justice of our nation. Let's continue to pray for our nation. Let's continue to pray for the men and women of God that so diligently preach and teach the gospel, that we may have a renewed hope, strength, peace, and encouragement. I want to encourage you to pray for your local pastor. You know, October is appreciation month for the clergy. And I hope that this October, you send your pastor a card or a gift or words of encouragement. Amen. Let's do that, because pastoring during a pandemic, oh my God, y'all, that's a message right there. It ain't been easy. And so I hope and pray that you encourage those that have been praying and preaching and giving us what we need to sustain during this time. So remember, October is National Clergyman Appreciation Month. And I hope and pray that you take out some time to encourage your pastor and the assistant pastor and the minister that leads in Sunday school. Just send out a word of encouragement. And while we're praying tonight, remember to pray. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Gracious Father, we humbly come before you this evening to say thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Father God, we say thank you for being so good to us, God. Lord, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we magnify your holy name. We look to you tonight, Father, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And God, we say thank you. We say we appreciate you, Lord. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And Lord God, we say hallelujah for your faithfulness. We say hallelujah for your greatness towards us. Lord, we thank you for your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you for your hand of protection. God, we thank you that your Shekinah glory rested among us, oh God, and we saw your glory fill our homes and our hearts today because we were able to give you the highest praise. Father God, we just thank you tonight for all that you are doing in our midst. We know your scripture says eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what you have in store for us. God, we say in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, help us to forgive those that trespass against us and help us to forgive ourselves that we may be able to walk in the forgiveness that you give unto us. Father, search our hearts tonight. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, tonight as we stand in the gap, we pray for all those that are sick and afflicted in their body, mind, and soul. We ask that you would release an anointing of healing, Father, that will set the captives free, that will cleanse them from all sickness and all disease and all infirmity. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your glory, God, rise among your people. Bring forth a healing, Father, that will transform the minds of your people. God, bring forth a healing that will change the attitude and the behavior of your people. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you look down upon our nation. There's so much violence in the land. Racism, plantation capitalism, sexism. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Satan, you are a lie, and the truth is nowhere to be found, and nothing you have to say. So we will not listen to you. We will not entertain you. You are under our feet. We cast you out now. We don't have conversation for you because the Bible tells us to resist you and you will flee. Satan, get behind us now. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Father, watch over our children as they're trying to get an education virtually. Watch over our children that are sitting in a classroom. Keep them safe, God. Watch over our first responders. Comfort those that are grieving tonight, Father, because they've lost their homes, they lost their businesses, they lost a loved one. Father, we pray for the nation. I saw someone say, if I don't have nothing good to say, I shouldn't say nothing at all. But God, I know that your word will not return unto you void. And anything I ask in your name, you would grant it. So tonight, my prayer is, Father, that you would lead President Trump out of the White House to his own house, and that you would replace in his office someone who's God-fearing, someone who believes in the power of prayer, someone who is compassionate, someone who is humble, someone who will love mercy and do justly and walk humbly before you. Father, you said in your word, if I ask in your name, you'll do it. So God, give us, God, the spirit to be about our Father's business. Help us, Father, to pray and seek your face. Help us go to the polls and vote. Father, you allowed it to happen. And I know you can change it all, just like you changed the channels of the river. You can change it all. And Father, while we wait on you to change it, we're going to give you praise. We're going to give you glory. We're going to give you honor. We will not be like the children of Israel. We will not murmur and complain, but we'll trust you and we'll give you glory and we'll give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. 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 Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Pastor Laws, we welcome you tonight, and we pray that God will fall down on you tonight and give to you what thus saith the Lord to give to us. Amen. Pastor Laws is going to call back. Amen. We were having some technical difficulty. I told y'all the devil is a liar tonight. Amen. We're just truly thankful to God for giving us this opportunity just to share. Amen. You know, the word must be good tonight. Amen. We were unable to hear. She's going to call back in, and we'll be coming back in just a few moments to bring forth the word of God tonight. Amen. If you have any special prayer requests and you would like for us to pray for with you, please email us at gssmbc@yahoo.com. We will give those prayer requests, those names out on the broadcast at the next time that we meet. We definitely want to continue to keep praying for each other. Amen. We want to keep praying for each other. Let's see if we can bring Pastor Laws back on now. Give me 1 second. Amen. Thank you for praying, saints of God. Thank you for praying.
And can you hear me, darling?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you, my sister.
Amen. I tell you, my phone was stuck on mute. I'm telling you, the technology.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he's mad. That's all right. God is good. We're ready.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, we bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. We bless his holy name. I bring you greetings this evening. My name is Pastor Pamela Laws from Total Truth Restoration Ministries in Mableton, Georgia, and we are so excited to be before you this evening to share in the word of God. I'm telling you, enemy doesn't want this word to get out. Amen. Somebody's going to get a breakthrough. Amen. And I hope it's you, my sister. I hope it's you, my brother, that you would get exactly what the Lord has for you to do. I praise God this evening for just loving on God, for him being my daddy. Amen. I love him with all of my heart, and I'm so glad that he saved me, picked me up out of my mess. Hallelujah, and gave me what I did not know that I needed. And I'm so glad about it tonight. I praise God for the Butterfields who gives us this awesome platform in order to share the word of God. We bless the Lord for Bishop Smith, amen, that continues to pray and to cover this ministry. To Pastor Pennington, my sister, amen, that has been with me almost day one from being in Georgia when I first started going to church here. I praise God for her, and we've been tight ever since. And my sister, amen, Pastor Black, I praise God for you. Thank you so much for just being you. And I tell you, we have not met face to face, but I am looking forward to the day where we can fellowship, amen, face to face, doing what the Lord has called us to do, and to forsake not the gathering together of the brethren. I'm looking forward to that, to my bishop and first lady, Bishop Tyrone Washington and Elder Jacqueline Washington, sending them so much love tonight, to my husband, my children, and my grandchildren. I love you all to life, and to the Blog Talk family. We praise God for you, because it is without you, we would not be able to do what we do. And so we praise God for your support. Amen. The prayer has already been done. Amen. The song has already been sang. Amen. It is time for the word of God. I told Pastor Black, I am locked and loaded, because there is a word from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. And that word tonight is going to be found in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew 14 and beginning at verse 22. And tonight we're actually going to talk about When we trust God, amazing things happen. When we trust God, amazing things happen. God gave me that, and I began to think on how, and I can only use my life right now as an example, how when we first came into the quarantine, I had just lost my job, a job I had been at for just about 13 years, and they were downsizing and restructuring and all of that good stuff. And so I found myself without employment. Then we went into the quarantine. I had a new grandbaby that I wasn't able to get to, and that I was just feeling like that everything was coming down all around me. I'm trying to process, still trying to figure out why I'm no longer at this job and how I can get to this grandbaby and how we're going to make it move going forward. And so all these things began to play in my mind, and the enemy began to set traps. He began to plant seeds of doubt and seeds of neglect. He began to try to plant seeds of me not being worthy and try to make me go through all the reasons why that I thought that I shouldn't be still employed at this particular company. And so what I began to find, Pastor Black, as I was going down this road and having these thoughts, and so many times I don't share those kind of things with my family because your family is always looking for you to be the strong one. They're always looking for you to always have the answer. But just like you said in the beginning, sometimes as pastors, we need a word too. We need encouragement. And I was at a place that I needed encouragement. But what happened? God allowed the pandemic to come. And so he not only allowed me to be in a place where I could sit still, amen, but he allowed me to be in a place where I could see him like I've never seen him before. He put me in a place where I was able to hear him like I've never heard him before. Hallelujah. He put me in a place to seek him like I've never sought him before. Why? Because all of the distractions, all of those things where I thought I needed were no longer there, and we still didn't miss a beat. Hallelujah. We still didn't miss a beat. And so we're going to look at tonight for just a few minutes. We're just going to look at tonight. And you're familiar with the text. We're going to look at Peter. And the text talks about Peter walking on the water. All right? So when we trust God, amazing things happen. And so let's set the scene really quick. We find our disciples in the middle of the ocean. The Bible says they were in the middle of the sea. And I'm looking at them in the middle of the sea. Everything around them is just water. Now, granted, many of them were fishermen, so they were used to water. But watch what we found out. Up until this point, they had just learned of John the Baptist being beheaded. And after they leave John the Baptist being beheaded, Jesus stole away to spend a little time with Jesus, and the multitude, because they were in mourning, they were sad, they were confused, they didn't know what was going on, they were looking for someone to give them direction. They followed Jesus to what was called in verse 15 of chapter 14, a deserted place. They followed Jesus to this deserted place. He stole away to spend time with God. He stole away to get refreshed. He stole away to seek direction. See, Jesus, I love it. He's the ultimate example. He doesn't make a move without stealing away to get instruction from the Father. That's why he can say, I and the Father are one. I don't do anything unless my Father does it. And so many times when we're not getting the response or the outcome that we look for is because we're not taking the time to steal away
and to be with Jesus in order to get the next step. And so what happens? Now we find ourselves, amen, in the midst of a pandemic, and we are praying like we've never prayed before. We are seeking God. We're talking to God. We're spending time in devotion. We're spending time in Bible study. And God is showing up and showing out. And many of us are saying, wow, I didn't know God could do all that. I didn't know that I knew all of this. I didn't know God would speak to me. And God is saying, I've been speaking the entire time. But it is the distractions that have kept us from hearing him. It is the distractions that have caused us to miss it in the past of what God was trying to do with us and trying to tell us and the places he was trying to get him through. We couldn't hear him over the distraction. And so yet now we find Jesus says he and the multitude have fed the 5,000 with the two fish and the five loaves of bread. And watch, we're going to come back to that because that was a documented miracle, a documented miracle, and the disciples were there to see the miracle. But watch this. The Bible picks up really quick, amen, and 22, it says, and immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. Ooh, I love it. He says, and when he had sent them away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Once again, Jesus stole away to spend time with Jesus. But the Bible says, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea. And so now you have the disciples who they think that they're out there on their own. They think, amen, we thought that we were out here on our own. We didn't know which way to turn. There was no toilet paper, no water, food flying off the shelves. There was no meat in the coolers. I saw them filling the coolers up with beer because there was not enough meat, but there was enough alcohol. I still don't understand that. There wasn't enough meat to feed the people, but there was enough beer for us to be distracted and to drown out, amen, the voice of God. But watch this, and we're not even going to deal with that. It says, but the boat was in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves. It was tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now watch this. If I'm a fisherman, I'm sure they're used to waves. I'm sure they're used to winds, but there was something different about this storm. It was divinely orchestrated. This storm was divinely orchestrated. Watch this. This storm was orchestrated by the enemy. And let me tell you how I know that. Because the Bible goes on to let us know that in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. In the fourth watch, and that fourth watch, if you can get a teaching on the fourth watch, that fourth watch is between 3 to 6 a.m., which is the time that most intercessors are awakened from their slumber to get to work. The intercessors are awakened to get the work. Why? Because the enemy, amen, and his charging imps are out. Hallelujah. And they are sowing seeds of discord, and they're planting seeds of doubt, and they're running rampant throughout the earth. And so the intercessors have to be called to duty, amen, hallelujah, in order to get up and to set the enemy to flight. But watch this. So in the fourth night, the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, the Bible says they were troubled and said, "It is a ghost." Watch this. It was said in my notes, we found that it was a certain particular storm that if the fishermen experienced a certain type of storm, they would have illusions, or they would see mirages of phantoms or ghosts. And these phantoms or these ghosts would, it was told to them that it would represent a pending shipwreck. So what happened is, while they were trying to cross to the other side to be obedient to what God had told them to do, what happened, the enemy began to sow those seeds and began to make them see things, hallelujah, that didn't represent what they were used to. And so now you have the disciples who are thinking that they're about to be shipwrecked, thinking that they're about to crash, thinking about they're about to be a loss to the seed, because it was a seed sown by the enemy. How many seeds of doubt, how many seeds of fear has the enemy sown into our lives that try to make us discredit what God has done? We just saw a miracle. We know that God is able to do all things but fail. We know that he can take 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and feed the multitude. Hallelujah. We know that he's able to heal the sick. We know that he's able to give sight to the blind. We know that he's able to raise the dead. Why can't we believe God to keep us in a storm? My God, why can't we believe him to keep us through the pandemic? Yeah, we have to do all the things that keep us safe. But there, Pastor Black, there are so many of us that have now moved to operating in fear. They don't want to, hallelujah, they don't want to get too close, hallelujah. They give people the side eye when they cough. They're looking around and they're wiping and double wiping and triple wiping and quadruple wiping and all of these things that are happening. And some of them are saying it's for safety precautions, but some of them are doing it out of fear. The enemy has planted seeds of fear in them. And instead of trusting and depending and leaning on God as we go through our day, we're operating with the spirit of fear. And the Bible tells us that fear is not of God. He said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And so we have our disciples that are now operating in fear. Lord have mercy. They are operating in fear. The Bible says that they cried out because of this phantom or ghost that they saw. They cried out because they knew phantom meant shipwreck. Hallelujah. They cried out because they knew that it was about to be over. But Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus said immediately he spoke to them. See, God speaks to us in the midst of our fear, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of doubt. He speaks to his children. But we have to turn off the distractions in order for us to be able to hear, in order for us to be able to respond. Watch this. Jesus spoke to them and said, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Peter, watch this. Peter said, if it is you, watch this. Peter spoke into the darkness. He says, I know what my eyes are showing me, but God, I believe you. And if it's you, I've seen what you're able to do. I've seen that you're able, hallelujah, to take the normal, hallelujah, that you're able to take the natural and make it supernatural. So he said, if it be you, bid me to come. If it be you, command me to come to you on the water. See, it wasn't good enough for me to just come. Hallelujah. Watch this. What tends to happen with us, we don't want to be stretched. We want God to do the work, but we don't want him to stretch us. But what has been happening, because we've been getting so much word, we've been spending so much time in prayer, we have gotten elasticity that we didn't realize that we had. Hallelujah. God has been stretching us, and we didn't realize all the things that God had planted in us during these last 6 months until we find ourselves in the middle of a storm, until we find ourselves in the middle of unemployment being cut off, until we find ourselves in the middle of job closing, until we find ourselves, hallelujah, in the midst of not knowing which way to turn. See, when we find ourselves in that place, it is the very time when God can do his work. It is the very time when God shows himself mighty and strong in our lives. Watch this. Peter spoke into the darkness. Watch this. Jesus spent time in a deserted place to prepare himself, hallelujah, in order to be able to teach Peter a valuable lesson. It was a lesson that Peter was going to need as he continued his ministry. It was a lesson that Peter was going to need as he, because he knew what Jesus knew, what Peter was going to have to endure, and the places that he was going to have to go, and the people, hallelujah, that he was going to have to encounter. And so he said, Jesus, if it be you, Lord, bid me to come to you on the water, on this hostile and unruly and stubborn situation. God, I need you. I want to be able to come to you, because if I can stand, hallelujah, and keep my eyes on you in the midst of unruliness, in the midst of hostile situation, in the midst of turmoil, I know I can stand anywhere else. And so Jesus told Peter to come. He told Peter to come. And so I never really looked up the word come. The word come means to approach or move toward a particular person or place. I said, okay, God, that's the easy part. What else does come mean? I know you meant a little bit more, because that's elementary. We know means to come, to move from where you are and go toward what's calling you. But watch this. If you go down in the definitions a little further, come means to do, come means to perform, and come means to accomplish. So I said, okay, Lord, what does that mean? How do I apply that to Peter's life? He said, well, I'll tell you, daughter. He says, not only when I told Peter to come, not only did I tell him to move toward me, but his body, it had to perform, it had to accomplish, and it had to do what my word said do. Hallelujah. Because in the natural, we were not created to walk on water. But what happens, just like Jesus, hallelujah, when he stood at the tomb of Lazarus and he told Lazarus to come forth, Lazarus' body had to perform or accomplish what God told it to do. Cancer couldn't keep him in the grave anymore. Hallelujah. High blood pressure couldn't keep him in the grave anymore. Thank you, God. AIDS couldn't keep him in the grave anymore. COVID-19 couldn't keep him in the grave anymore. He had to do or accomplish or perform because God's word said that he could. So what does that mean to us? In the midst of us moving through this new norm, this temporary normal, there are times that we're going to be called to walk on water. We're going to be called to walk in situations and circumstances that at the naked eye or the natural eye is going to look like a phantom or a ghost. It's going to look like we're about to be shipwrecked. But because God's word said that my body, my circumstances have to conform to his word and his will, we're going to be able to walk. We're going to be able to do things that we've never been able to do before. Why? Because God has stretched us. Hallelujah. It took a stretching to get down out of the vault. Hallelujah. In the midst of your fear, in the midst of your terror, and walk on the very thing that caused you to be in that state in the first place. But because we walk by faith and not by sight, because we trust God, hallelujah, even when we can't see him, he's working. Even when we don't feel it, he's working. Because we've learned, hallelujah, through spending this time with God, hallelujah, we've learned now, hallelujah, exactly who God is. And so what do we do with that, fam? What do we do with it? Peter began to look at his situation. He trusted God for a moment. But when he took his eyes off God, the Bible says that he began to sink. And when he began to sink, he had enough wherewithal to cry out to Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and lifted him up, and he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" In this season, family, we can't doubt God. We can't doubt him. There are miracles taking place all around us. Peter had a personal experience with God, and it helped to propel him into the ministry that God had for him. Pastor Laws, what's that ministry? Well, I tell you, if you go over to Acts chapter 3, you'll see that Peter, through the power of God, healed the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. If you jump over to Acts chapter 5, you'll find that when Peter was walking through the town, that those that were sick knew that if they could just lay on or be passed by Peter's shadow, they would be healed. He didn't stop there. If you jump over to Acts chapter 9, Peter was healing. Hallelujah. He healed the crippled man. God, I thank you. And then in Acts chapter 9, he went from healing power to resurrecting power when Dorcas was brought back to life. See, Peter was just an ordinary man, but he had a personal an extraordinary experience with a living and wise God. One that knew that Peter needed to see, hallelujah, to experience him in order to know when it's time to move. Hallelujah, we can't move in doubt. We got to trust God beyond everything that's around us, beyond what they're saying on the television, beyond what social media is saying, beyond what they're talking about in the barbershops and the beauty salons, beyond what you're seeing on Facebook. You have to trust God and be ready to walk on water, because amazing things happen when you trust God. Amen. I pray that this word, hallelujah, was a blessing to you. Hallelujah to the hearers and the doers of his word. You keep the faith. You can walk on water. God bless you, Pastor Black. We turn this call back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor. What an awesome word. What a word to remind us that all we got to do is trust him. I've been singing all week, trust and obey. That is the only way. So thank you, Pastor Laws, for that word on tonight and for reminding us that when we trust God, amazing things will happen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that word. We appreciate you and honor the Spirit of the Lord that spoke through you on tonight. And may he restore and fill you up with all that you poured out. I don't know about you all tonight, but I truly was blessed by the word on tonight and truly grateful to God for this time and this opportunity. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's time for us to go. And we want you to know that you are loved on tonight. We want you to know that we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Until next Sunday, be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. We love you with the love of the Lord. Be blessed.
I want you to know.